Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Well, I'm going to start my recording now and we'll see what happens.
Sweet. Me too.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, I haven't opened the app!
You're going to get to this backlog of files where this is how we sync and you are going to hate us.
Yeah, you really are. Oh my gosh.
Greg, we got to go on a hike this weekend. I dragged the kids to a geocache once we got to the top.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Are you a geocacher, Greg?
I am.
Greg's the one who introduced me to geocaching.
Oh, cool. Do you also do letterboxing, which is the version I first learned?
I have done a few letterboxes over the years.
But, have you made your own stamp?
No, never did that.
My stamp's pretty ugly, but I did make one. Yeah, Katie, are you okay after the hike?
Yeah, I'm not dead. Still. I was dead.
She's still dying.
Oh, he's here.
Yay.
My hero.
I can still smell him. Just kidding. He just had Taekwondo.
Sweet. So he's sweaty.
I muted the smell. I'll mute it. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, and smell you.
Smell you later.
Smell-o-vision. It's muted.
He thinks he muted it, guys. He thinks he muted his smell.
Okay, we're gonna clap. Ready? 1, 2, 3, clap!
I actually did clap on time.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, we're just going right
into it. We're just getting right into it.
Wow, not giving me much to work with for an intro of us blabbing around like a bunch of
You'll
fools.
You'll have to edit in some nonsense out of your nonsense file.
Here I go once again with the recap. Ooh. Every week I hope it's from a kneecap.
Oh man,
not from a kneecap. Dear Strong Strahd, can you tell us what happened last week? I want to see your skills of a DM. Okay.
Your skills of a DM.
G2G, Kelly from New Jersey.
Yay!
Tell us what happened last week. That's easy. Feel free to follow along with my simple step-by-step retelling. I make recaps fun. To begin, get attacked by a rotting hand. Then we'll get attacked by a more different hand.
Yes!
For the floating skull, put a raven swarm on a long batwack. Then you add a revenge-driven were-raven, throw on a couple of Will's brothers. Wait a minute, I think I need to start over. This thing doesn't sound natural. Okay, so...
The S is for sex.
Say, so, starting again, the same way. Hand, more different hand. Tackle Rafina real good in the back for deception. Then, using consummate V's, have Lank smash the skull with his hammer, spiny teeth, and angry eyebrows.
Oh my god.
You can add scarecrows on fire, maybe some were-raven rings, if it's a wingling recap.
Wingling recap!
Oh, let's put on one of those beefy Will's brothers back on for good measure. That looks really good.
Comes out of the back of his head there.
Doesn't really have much of a neck there. Now, it needs a name. How about Synopsidor the Summarizer?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, check out all its majesty.
Oh my god.
Batwack was a dragonborn. He was a turtle dragonborn. Or maybe he was just a turtle. But then he was an iguana! Iguana! Scurrying down the skull side, scurrying past all the players, scurrying past unconscious Davian, and hiding near Baba Lasaga's cottage! Baba Lasaga's cottage! And then a fireball fell down from the sky!
Oh my god. My face hurts. That's amazing. Oh my god.
Is it over?
Well, yeah, the little computer paper came down from the... Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Just
so, help. That was one of the most unbelievably amazing things I've ever heard in my life. But I had a premonition. Because as I was coming down to get ready, in my head I was thinking, what was it? I had the beginning of the email thing stuck in my head, and I kept replacing the word podcast in for email.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
Isn't
weird.
That weird?
That's
very weird.
That's really weird.
Of that specific one?
Well, they are all different ones.
Yeah, I know they all have different intros.
Once again with the podcast.
Yeah!
Yeah, this one, yeah. That's amazing.
Is that the one?
That's how this one starts. From a female.
Yeah.
Sometime we should have Alex read your recap in his amazing Homestar impression. But he has to have a lot of gin first. Eric will have to make him a gin and tonic first.
No, I put too many limes and ice in it and tonic.
You mean like one lime? The normal amount. It's too many.
So anyway, yes. Does that appropriately
excellent.
Recap the episode?
That's amazing.
Or the session that we had?
I think so.
The last line was, and then a fire bell fell down.
A fire bell?
Fire bell. Fire bell ball fell down from the sky. Fell from the sky. Which is true. As we last left our heroes, huge, intensely hot, flaming
And she was
sphere.
Like killing herself because she was like, it sounded like she said something like that she knew that she was about to die.
I think she maybe said that she'll see you all in hell.
Oh, yep. That's right.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Oh, this is. I was like, why is this upside down? Why does this look like your handwriting? It's the
it
new
is
character sheet I had. Okay.
That's Curtis's handwriting.
Oh.
Nope.
All right. So I need everyone to make dexterity saving throws.
Already? Okay. I guess that makes sense. Are we recording?
Yes.
Well, that's
we
a
are.
Question for us now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's true.
So it's more existential. Are we recording? Is any of us really recording?
Does this qualify as a podcast? Probably not.
Do we have any bonuses from Mr. Bathwack?
Yeah, right? You get a plus four.
Within 10 feet.
I think everybody was pretty close.
Okay.
16 total.
13.
Is Bless still... in effect?
I
can't remember.
I can't remember either.
What's Bless? What's that from?
I feel like it ended, but I can't remember why.
I feel like it ended too. All right.
Okay.
8 plus 3 is 11.
Plus 4?
No, total.
Oh, okay.
4 plus 4 plus 3.
And Bathwack.
Oh,
I'm gonna die. I'm
13.
Gonna die.
Okay. So this hurtling ball of flame falls down upon you, and you all try to avoid the hotter pockets of it.
Hotter pockets?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like I love hotter pockets.
Raining hot pockets.
Before the flame completely engulfs you, you all see Nick make this amazing spring leap off to the side. Like, he, like, jumps like a cat. Like, just like, pew! You can almost hear the spro-yo-yo-yo-yo-ying. As you were all completely engulfed in flame, I need you all to take 48 fire damage.
Oh my god! Wow, well, luckily I don't have, like, any hit points gone.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Holy crap.
Bathwack, at least we die as we lived, engulfed in flame.
Eating hotter pockets.
Inside and out.
Rafina, you have more than 48 hit points, right?
I'm trying to...
Now we're going to be so happy that she doesn't keep track of her
I do. I keep track. It's just taking a million years to load. I'm sorry.
Oh, look, I have 300 hit points.
She's just been adding them on the whole time. Is that how it works? Every time I get there, I just get
take
more.
The absolute value.
Yes.
That's the more positive way to do things. I only have 35, guys. I'm dead.
Wait. Okay. Am I the only one that is still alive?
It's because a really sad podcast.
It's not even a character that anyone knows. It's like some fucking new character. Great. And okay. Nick, I guess, is alive. I have hit points. I had no hit, nothing.
Okay, so you were at your maximum of 103.
Yeah.
And you're down to 55.
I'm down to 55.
Got it.
Are you going to add more things to kill me?
No, I'm just
keeping
track.
How many more crows have to peck your eyes out until you're dead? Many more, apparently.
Okay. All right. So the rest of you, as you are consumed in flame, fall unconscious and tumble to the ground. Curtis, you take a significant amount of fire damage. You're scalded and singed.
Yeah.
As the flames dissipate, you are still standing.
Oh.
You can see Nick standing outside of the ring of fire. He looks completely unscathed. Baba Lasaga is in the center of this, and she looks like basically a pile of smoldering ash, as does Davian, who was on the ground nearby.
Is he a pile of smoldering ash?
Basically.
Oh, no, I don't know who that is, but I'm really sad. That's fucked up, dude. You're just killing all the Ravians.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did?
I didn't.
You are the DM, you liar.
He did. He did it.
He was left in harm's way. That's not my fault.
Oh, we didn't put out a watch, guys.
Watch for the fireball.
I should have used my giant tennis racket so it would bounce back to the sky.
Yeah.
We needed, like, Skywarn, the weather watch. Right? Some meteorological alert.
All of our cell phones should have sent us a text message.
Come on.
Okay,
Will,
the game over? Did we lose?
Will, you are kind of... You are just kind of aware in general of that the fact
I have to
that...
play two characters!
Your brother Curtis is in pain.
Well, what... Do I have a body?
You do not. You were just somewhat just conscious. You don't even really... You don't see what's happening.
I don't see what's happening.
No, it's not like you're there, but you...
I don't understand.
I'm explaining it to you. Listen to my words.
This is a lot.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I've said two sentences.
I know. It's too much already. I kind of forgot that I had to play another character. I'm really good at remembering things.
You feel like you could take the place of your brother and basically get him out of this situation.
Oh. Well, how?
You just feel like you could do it. Like, if you focused on it and you decided that's what you wanted to do, Curtis would disappear and you would be in his place. And you would take away most of the pain that he's experiencing.
Then I do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I would, because it's my brother.
Okay. So, for a second, I mean, none of you are all unconscious.
Oh my God, wait.
You don't see this.
Am I going to come back and I'm going to take the pain and I'm going to die? Are you trying to trick me? Is this a trick question? Oh,
shit. All right. So, you return, Will. You are standing exactly where Curtis is and you take 38 fire damage.
Oh my God. I know. No! And I had 32 hit points. No!
Wait, what so we really are dead.
That was a trick. He is trying to kill us all. Oh no, it was a trick, you guys.
Wow. He doesn't have anything prepared for tonight, so that's why he's trying to kill us all off the bat.
This is just the end of the podcast.
He spent his voice on that introduction.
I know he's spent.
Alex has to go to sleep early, so that's it.
Oh my God, okay.
All right, so Nick is just looking around. He's like, no!
Wait,
no!
But why
no!
do I take that fire damage?
No! No!
Oh, the cat! Where's my cat? My cat's not there.
No, your
we
cat's
haven't
not
seen
there.
A cat in ages.
Oh, yeah, and Bernard is...
So at least my cat has not been fireballed.
No,
and neither
not
has
here anyway.
Eugenia, what's her name? Eureka, what's her name?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Did you say Eugenia or Eureka?
Eureka.
Yes, she did.
I really thought it was EU something.
Your next character has to be named Eureka, I think. I think that's a good character name for another Abby character. Eureka!
Shortened name will just be Reek.
Oh, like
oh wait, that's
Game
what we
Thrones.
Already call Bathwack.
So Nick is just like, he's like starting to like run around, almost kind of like he doesn't know where he should go. He's like, no, 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 no. And then he sees the contents of Bathwack's pack that have been strewn about on the ground. And one of them is thankfully pretty resistant to fire. It is something that I'm assuming was taken off of Nick when he was... incapacitated as a werewolf in addition to his weapons, is a healing potion. So he's, okay.
Sophie's choice.
And then he rushes over to Rafina, and he pours it down her throat.
Aww.
And so, Rafina, you gain...
1 hit point.
7 only, hit points.
Only 12 more to go, what?
7 hit points.
Thank you.
And he is shaking you awake. You're already awake, because you're magically healed 7 hit points. He says, Rafina! Rafina! Everyone is... I don't know! Help! Help!
I feel toasty.
Yeah, it was a big fireball. I don't know what...
I think we'd better heal these people.
Okay, I don't know how to do that.
I know, but you just healed me. Do you have any more of that stuff?
No. I found this one. It was on the ground.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay, I won't.
Keep looking on the floor.
I hope you haven't been keeping track of your spell slots.
I sure have been.
Damn it!
First you guys want me to, and then you want me not to. I'm getting mixed signals. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna do a thing.
Okay.
Mass healing word.
Oh, that sounds good.
Doesn't it?
Yes. All right, I want everybody else to roll a d20.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Why? The love of God, why?
Crap.
We roll badly. We die.
Should I wait until after?
No, you keep doing your thing.
Okay.
Oh, you know what it is? It's death saving throws. Isn't that what a d20 is at this point?
Birds of restoration.
15.
Is anything added to it, or is it just straight d20?
Straight d20.
Well, that is an 8.
What'd you get?
6.
All right, Greg and Katie, you have 1 strike against you in your death saving throws.
Great, okay.
Do you cast your spell, Rafina?
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Okay.
Does it have to be a real word?
It has to be a word of restoration. I think that's a real word of restoration.
If it does, she's never cast a spell successfully. All right, so what does mass healing word do?
So within 60 feet...
Mm-hmm.
Up to 6 creatures of my choice that I can see within range regain hit points equal to 1d4 plus my spellcasting ability modifier.
So go ahead and roll your d4.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I thought they had to.
Nope. I mean, as loath as I am to ask you to roll a d4, it is you that does need to roll it.
No, my new dice tells me how to do it very nicely. It's a 3.
Okay. Plus your spellcasting modifier.
4. It's 4.
Okay. So 7. Everybody else? Including you, I think, Abby.
Yeah, as long as that's under 6. I'm not going to regain what's-her-face's ashes.
You wouldn't be able to. She's dead.
Oh.
No. So is Davian.
No!
That's really sad.
We got him this far, man.
Yeah.
All right, you all wake up with 7 hit points. Rafina now has 14. And Nick, he gets 3 hit points back. He's up to max.
Aw, good for you, Nick. So happy
we'll
for
say
you.
That.
Are you standing there talking about your hit points?
Yep.
Good for you, Nick.
You hear the disembodied voice saying that.
Hey, can I cast it as a 4th level? Is it too late?
No, that's fine.
Because I just noticed I can increase it by 1d4 for each slot level above 3rd.
As long as you have the spell slot available.
Sure. I do. I have 1 4th level slot open.
Okay, and what level spell is it?
3rd.
Okay, so you can roll another d4, and everybody gets that.
2!
All right. 2 more, everybody.
All right.
Nick's already maxed, so he can't get 2 more.
Good for you, Nick!
And Davian's still dead, so he still can't get 2 more.
I just want to get up and kick you in the nuts. Feel better now, Nick?
Did Nick let the goats out?
I know.
Did he even let the goats out?
Nick,
seriously,
let the
Nick.
Goats out. Matt. Matt.
What are you doing over there? No, actually, this is... I'm very grateful. Never mind.
Did I what? I mean... As he's blathering on, behind him runs... a couple goats.
Nice.
They run past.
Will just, like, forlornly looks at them like, my plan was excellent. It worked out really well. That was a good plan.
The goats skirt the singed, blackened circle, and they stop and start grazing on some of the grasses here in the open meadow.
Hmm.
Are you guys okay?
I like it because it just... There's this giant pause and then this... Both of you at the same time.
One, two, three.
There were also turkeys there. Goats and turkeys running out.
If nothing else, you can align us our recordings on that noise.
There you go.
Begin gathering up the things from my pack.
Cool.
Yeah, where is the thing? Am I still holding it or is it gone or something? Am I still
It's at the ground at your feet. Oh. On the ground at your feet.
Great. Can I take a stick? Can I like hear Curtis anywhere? You know how like I was apparently, like Curtis could tell that I was somewhere. Can I tell that Curtis is somewhere?
No.
Okay. Can I get a stick and like pick it up with the stick and put it in my bag like that next to my severed head, my own severed head?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot you still had that.
I did too until just now when I realized
until
that
you saw it.
I looked in my bag, saw it looking at me. I mean, can't forget it then.
Can we see the severed head?
I think it's wrapped up in that thing because I didn't want to have it be in my bag just leaking everywhere, which it probably still is anyway. Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I just look in my bag and drop it in, so I don't know if anyone sees it, but it's wrapped up, so I have no idea if anyone
probably
would
notice
that it was that.
Will does everything surreptitiously, so.
It's true, but I'm also very weirded out by this thing, so it's not like I can... I mean, I guess I'll try to do that as surreptitiously as possible, dropping the weapon in there, but I don't know if that is surreptitious, actually, because I'm having to do it with a stick. It's probably awkward.
So wait, you got this weapon. How far away are you from me? Are we right nearby?
I think everybody's kind of close.
Yeah. I mean, we all just got hit by a fireball together, so we got to be pretty close, yeah. I guess.
So, yeah. So, Will, is that yours?
No, and it's not yours either.
I mean, what happened? Like you were gone for a little while and someone else was here.
Right. I don't know
what's
happened.
What's going on?
I don't know. I have no idea. Don't know
who
what
was
happened. That? That was the person who does own this, and that's why I said don't pick it up. Well, I mean, not I didn't know that was going to happen, but it's not yours. It's not mine. It shouldn't be here. It's weird that it's here. Lots of things are weird. How's your day going?
I mean, I picked it up before, right?
Yes, you did.
I picked it up and I dropped it in my bag.
Do you remember anything weird happening?
No. I remember you being really weird.
Well, you know, that's just... I'm sure that's daily for me. I mean, I don't know. I remember it. It's not like I vanished. Mm-hmm. I remember what happened. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I really don't know, but nobody else is touching it. The end.
Do you want me to put it in your bag for you?
No, I already am. Go pick up your own crap.
All right, fine.
Guys, Nick says, Davian, look, he's...
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a good thing we got this gem, right? I'm assuming someone got the gem, right? Good thing we got it since, like, all the Raven people are dead. I guess we could just keep these gems now. Just kidding.
Wait, where is the gem?
I thought Lank had it.
I think Lank has it. I think.
Did I never give it to...
I think you maybe gave it to Bathwack.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, but then you got turned into a lizard.
Oh!
It's just on the ground. We all dive for it. I got it.
Forever.
I don't know.
Does someone have it?
I mean, it would have probably spilled out on the ground.
I will go look for it.
I mean, if Bathwack was collecting his things, it's pretty obvious. It's a big pinecone-sized green glowing gem.
Is it not in his backpack?
Well, his backpack's spilled all over the place.
Yeah, there are four of them like that over here.
Oh,
guys, which is the one we're looking for? There are four glowing gems over here. Here, touch this one to a tree. Does the tree come to life?
Oh, God, no!
All right, I recover the gem.
All right, the gem is recovered.
And yet it's really sad.
Lank does the Link pose.
He's doing the pose, but then he realizes that it's sad, so he's just...
It's like the stupid gem!
There's no windows here.
I have to go off in search of a window that I can throw it through.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, can I borrow Steed again? I'll try not to get him killed by a werewolf this time.
So Bathrook's going to go over and make sure that Babalus Saga is dead.
Okay.
Is it pretty clear?
Yeah.
I'm going to grind the ashes into the ground with the heel of my boot.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, they're very, very gritty. There's chunks in the ashes, but she's mostly reduced to cinders. Catch a couple parts of her femur and that kind of thing.
Nice.
I need everybody to make a perception check.
Oh, God. Every time. It's just check after check.
Son of a bitch.
I got natural 20. I'm
rolling so
You hear an ice cream truck in the distance.
Yay! It's made of human children, as usual. Everything.
The ice cream or the truck?
The ice cream. Ah!
16.
15.
Six. I'm rolling terribly today.
All right. Everybody but Will notices some tendrils of purple smoke beginning to swirl in the air right above where the fireball appeared.
Oh, no. Wait.
What? Get out of the way! Everyone get out of the way!
No, can we all just scatter? I run. I start running. Seriously.
Just run right into the middle. You don't know what you're looking at, so you just run right under it.
I know! I have no idea! I'm the only one!
I want to try to dive into the house.
I'm going to dive under the house. Oh, wait, it's
on the ground. I have to climb it or something, yeah.
Can I look around to see if they're calling attention to it? Do I actually know where it is?
As soon as you see them starting to scatter, I mean, I guess that's a question that I'll ask you, Will.
I think Lank would have pointed upwards and said run.
Okay.
Okay.
He wouldn't have just run.
Everyone just runs away from me, and I'm like, ah.
Typical.
Yep, typical.
As you're flattened by another fireball.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I run. If he points it out, I look up and run away.
Got it. Yeah. All right. The tendrils of smoke start to swirl and grow, and then you all hear a very loud...
Ah! Oh, God!
Wait, do we all see it?
Oh, we all hear this.
You see and hear.
Oh, my gosh.
But this is much louder, even you, Will, than you've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
And above you, you see materializing in the air Esmeralda's wagon.
No!
About 30 feet up.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And you see her sitting on the seat of it, and it's almost like it hovers there in the air for a second, but it doesn't really.
Oh, no.
It appears, and then immediately hurtles to the ground.
Oh, no! My God.
And she goes,
know for a fact that is the sound of a dead dog hitting an outhouse. That is not the sound.
No, that's and then this.
There's no way that sounds the same.
We were all fighting for our lives and she was out shopping for dishes, apparently.
Oh my God. Okay.
This wagon is crashing to the ground. Rafina, with your natural 20, you also see a small calico-colored item or something sort of fly off to the side.
Aww.
What could that calico thing be?
So many
things are described as calico.
Could I make a jump for it? Like, try to catch it?
Go for it. Go ahead and roll a dexterity check.
Come on. Come on, I need a good roll here. That is a total of... Do I get any bonuses?
It's your dexterity. Go ahead. If you want, you can add acrobatics.
Then that is 19.
Alrighty. You just do a running dive. You leap out, and this calico-colored thing, which you, as it comes closer, identify as Little Kitty, you are able to intercept its course. And it lands, digging its claws into your face, basically.
Aww.
Latches onto you like a face hugger. And you, you're able to catch it and roll with the cat.
Thank you, caught my cat! Thank you!
Should I take, like, 2 points of damage for that?
No, you're good. And Rafina, you hear in your head, what the fuck!
You tell me, Kitty. You tell me. Where'd you come from?
We were in fucking Vallaki. Like, that's where we were.
What?
Esmeralda's in a pile of, like, broken wood and shards of glass, and I'm here holding this cat, like, save the cat, everybody!
Do we know for sure that Esmeralda is in that pile? Did we hear her?
Yeah, where's the boy?
Did you not hear the scream?
You saw her sitting on the bench, and you heard her scream. But she is now basically laying in the rubble. She's moving. She seems to be at least not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
And she looks like she's slowly getting her wits about her and getting to her feet, brushing herself off, fixing her hair.
Doing her makeup.
Yep. Blow drying.
Okay. Esmeralda, do you need some help?
I don't know. Where are we?
Welcome to Baba Yaga's neighborhood. Or La Saga. I don't know her name.
Baba Saga. Baba Yaga Saga Laga.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Did you all somehow summon me here? What's happening?
I have a feeling it has to do with the purple smoke we just saw.
Purple? I saw some purple smoke. I was in Vallaki. I had just returned Nat to his. I think he said it was his grandfather. He led me to his home. You all had disappeared from Oregon Vostholt. I waited, but you did not return. So I left. I went back to Vallaki with Nat. I don't know. I was about to ride back out to try to find you all, and suddenly this smoke appeared and swirled about me. Oh, my poor wagon! Is the cat okay?
Lion gives a thumbs up.
Cat still latched onto your face.
I'm trying to. Oh man, I'm trying to like step ahead of this one. I'm trying to think. Because if anyone makes the connection between that stuff, because Blinsky had said whips and stuff like that, and we determined that it was kind of related to me, so I'm kind of trying to think of a way to smooth that over.
Also, well, I'm pretty sure that your spells bear a striking resemblance to what we just saw.
Yeah, I guess it was me. Well, you're welcome. There was probably a dinosaur that was about to eat you or something. I saved you, don't worry. Sorry, though, your wagon. I'm very new to magic, so...
What's a dinosaur?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what a dinosaur is. It doesn't exist.
It's what you called old people in Tivoli.
Dinosaurs.
You don't know why.
We don't know why.
Why do you... Rafina, why do you think... What do you know about this smoke? Is it... Is this something that's familiar to you, or what could have caused this?
Why are you looking at me like I would know?
You mentioned it. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what happened. What happened here? Who's...
We heard a... Well, you heard it. I want to know more about what happened to you after Argon Vosfold's... The castle! You just disappeared and reappeared.
I didn't disappear at all. Well, I just did now, I suppose, but...
That's what I mean.
No, you all ran off into the woods, and then there was this thick gray mist that swooped in, obscured everything, and then you were gone. Myself and Nat and your feline friend here remained. I waited for some time, but you did not return.
I don't know about that part, but I think... sorry... But I think that might have had to be doing with something with my magic, you appearing 30 feet in the air. I was knocked unconscious. A lot of us were. And I think that might have had something to do, I don't know, some kind of magic might have gotten all messed up. It's a lie, but that's what he's going to try to do. Because he has to claim it a little bit, I think. To lie.
But you did this, Will?
I didn't mean to. I think it's probably something to do with the fact that I was set on fire.
Yes, you all do not seem to be doing very well.
Right.
What happened here?
Strahd's mom.
We found the gem.
Yeah.
Oh, you found a gem. That's nice. Okay.
Right. We defeated evil. No worries. We're all
evil.
Good now.
What
We're
evil?
All alive. Ew, Strahd's mom.
Take your pick.
Yeah. Strahd's mom.
Strahd's...
I don't know. That's
Strahd's
what she
mother?
Said.
She was not 100% there.
Yeah.
If you take my meaning.
Yeah.
No, Strahd's mother, she died, I believe, centuries ago, if my,
Well, this lady seemed to be centuries old, so it might have been, like, some kind of long con going on or something. And, I don't know.
But she had, like, she had a baby, Strahd.
Yeah.
But it wasn't there.
There was a baby.
But, yeah, and it was Rafina tried to pick up the baby, and, like, there was no physical baby.
No, oh, right. Like some sort of an illusion.
Yes. She seemed to think it was real, but it vanished when I picked up the gem after the tree bit me.
Oh, okay. Wow, it seems like you've all been through quite a lot. Rafina, did you want to know anything more about you? You seemed interested in...
How's Nat?
He's fine. I did not feel comfortable keeping him out in the wilds here in Barovia any longer than was possible. So I thought it best to continue on our trek with him now that Will here had cured him of his ailment.
Yeah.
All in a day's work for a hero, you know what I mean.
Well.
Does anyone have a shovel? Or I don't know, maybe Will can cast whatever that spell was again and just dig out a giant heap of earth and teleport it halfway across Valaki.
I told you it was because I got knocked out by fire. If you want to set me on fire, don't. You probably do.
That's why his sword's already on Davian? Fire.
What did he say?
Are we trying to bury Davian?
Yeah, I'd like to bury Davian.
We had we borrowed the shovels back at the church when we buried what's her face's arm.
So reverent.
I keep wanting Arena, because I kept wanting to say Rafina.
The grave you dug was for the Baron of the village of Barovia, who was Arena's adoptive father.
All right, there's been a lot of grave digging going on.
Bathwack built a mausoleum.
There probably should have been more graves dug than we have dug, but it's been the name for a lot of graves. We'll put it that way. I do not have a shovel.
I don't either.
But I have my fists! Blank starts punching the ground. He doesn't really.
Well,
maybe you can cast that spell again. Seriously. That seems really useful.
Well, the spell was obviously like a teleportation kind of spell, and I don't think that really works for digging. Right? Unless you want to teleport the bones underground, which I feel like is not very reverent. It's not very reverent to do so. I think we need to dig. But I'm going to go explore this house. So good luck with that, you guys. I'm going to hoist myself up.
You're going to go back into the hut?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody has any shovels.
Maybe there's a shovel in the house.
Don't you think it would be appropriate to sprinkle the ashes? I mean, not the ashes of the lady, but the ashes of the raven.
Aww.
Is he as ashen as Babala Saga?
Largely. There's not much of a... Okay. I mean, there's bits that you could...
Oh, gross. So you can't put him in an urn or something.
Maybe we should
him you could.
We could.
I don't know. I would imagine a 30-foot drop, the carriage is pretty much destroyed. We could burn what's left, you know, make sure, you know, finish off the fire and
Aww.
Just cremate him.
Oh, that's such a good idea, Greg. I mean, Lank, or whatever you want to call it right now. It's such a good idea.
So we'll kind of build a pyre on top of him?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, still, it's nice. I like it. That's so
All
sweet.
All right, let's do it.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. That's a fine use for my wagon. It does not seem to be of much use for much else at this point, so.
Then Lank will begin taking pieces and arranging them to make a pyre.
All right, and pretty soon you have a, I wouldn't say merry blaze going.
A merry
blaze? I wouldn't say it.
A somber blaze.
I said I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't say a merry blaze. You have a joyous blaze going.
Here's an ability I don't get to use often. Lank is good with stonework. Can he make a little headstone to
oh, absolutely.
Mark the spot.
Definitely, you can. So you can work on that. And Will, you want to go back into the hut? Is there something else you want to check out in there?
Well, I know that that thing had like a bunch of stuff in it, and I want to go investigate, like, especially remembering that vial. I'm wondering if it's probably not a good healy thing, but especially considering what we all just went through, it'd be nice to have a healing potion. It probably isn't. Maybe I'll just go soak in the fucking blood in the tub and get better that way.
Most of that blood made it outside during
onto the leg.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's covered in blood. Oh, I would have prestidigitated that off of him. That's disgusting.
Would you? Oh, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that'd just be great.
I think I probably would have. Seriously, like, as we're all standing around talking, I would have been like, you want me to... And he's already doing it. I don't even care if he wants me to. At least around the face and the hands, so if he touches me...
Depending on when you did that, you may need to take a few spots off the cat as well.
Yuck. Just use that as a mop and just clean yourself off that way.
No.
And then I'll prestidigitate the cat. It'll be easier for me. So inconsistent.
Clearly, you've never tried to use a cat as a mop before.
All right. So Will is trying to make his way back into the hut. Does that inform anybody else's actions? Bathwork.
Let me guess. It's bathwork.
I can't remember what's in there. I don't think I particularly care about what's inside the tree, but I'm still marveling at this incredibly powerful magic spell that, like, if Will could do that, why didn't he do that in our last battle and just teleport Baba Lasaga away?
I mean, I know. Like, why didn't I?
What's going on?
I know. Yeah.
So, anyway. But Will, I know Will's not going to talk to me about it at all, so...
Well, you can ask, but we'll see what happens.
I already tried.
Hey, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I've been trying to think more along the lines of a con man. You have to actually step ahead of the lie. And in this case, they all know that what my magic looks like, but also, like, at least some of them have heard those whip cracks and stuff. And Blinsky told the story, and it's already come out, so I've got to be like, oh, it was totally me, but I just messed up. I mean, like, what else am I supposed to do? I gotta say something.
No one's criticizing
you. If I denied it, it would have looked worse.
Bathwax probably criticized.
Yeah. All right, well, I think you might be in the hut alone then,
wow,
Will.
Wow, yes!
You're going back to the chest?
Well, I'm slowly prestidigitizing this floor as I walk
along
it.
Oh, you're making
it.
Like
no, I'm just kidding,
anti-red carpet?
Yeah, I'm walking along through my own clean carpet. No, it's fine. As long as it's not slippery. I mean, am I slipping around?
I mean, you can make your way.
Okay. There. Then I'm gonna look in the...
Okay. You want me to remind you what's in the chest?
There was a green vial or something, I think. I know I got a bag of shot, and I don't even know what it is, so I probably just have put that in my bag.
A pouch of, yeah, like sling...
Slingshot,
bullets,
right.
But yeah.
I don't know what it is. But I didn't have time to actually look at it, so... Uh-huh. But that's fine. What else is in there?
A ton of gold pieces.
Right. I know the treasure, yes.
A few gems.
Okay.
A vial with some sort of liquid inside.
That's what I first want to check out, because I want to see if it's some kind of healy thing.
Okay. What do you do to check it out?
Uncork it and kill myself, probably, huh? Can I just examine it and feel if there's any magic coming off of it?
I mean, you definitely think this is some sort of magical... the liquid inside is probably... magical.
Can I carefully uncork it and see if a monster comes out?
You can uncork the vial. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens.
Can I waft it gently, the smell? Like, what is it? It
smells kind of like oil. Not like olive oil, but like...
gasoline oil? Kind of like motor oil?
More like... Not like motor, but like oil that you would
mineral
like...
Mineral oil?
Yeah, more like that, maybe. Something like that.
Mineral oil.
And if you look close, it's mostly clear... but if you look close, floating in it, you see these, like, sort of ultra-thin, silvery shards suspended in the liquid.
How do people typically, and this is my, obviously, newbie D&D kind of thing, how do people find out what potions are? I don't want to cheat. So, like, if it's just something I'm supposed to figure out.
Roll an arcana check.
Arcana check. But that's what I was saying. I want to look at it to see if it had any magic or.
Mm-hmm.
A natural one! Oh, I am rolling terribly tonight. Holy moly. I definitely think it's Sprite, and I drink it.
You feel like you would probably, if you touch it or taste it, you'll probably know what it is.
Well, I definitely don't. God. I guess if I'm playing the game right, I'm supposed to touch it or taste it now?
Well, I mean, you think that would definitely tell you what it is, if you touch it or taste it.
Maybe I'll touch it or taste it later. I only have a few hit points, so I'm a little scared.
Maybe I'll touch it or taste it later.
I'm going to slip that in my bag. And so what else is in there besides the treasure? There's gems. Do any of the gems have a magical aura?
They just seem like gems to you.
Okay.
There's two spell scrolls.
Okay. Can I figure out what those are?
Sure. One is a spell scroll for mass cure wounds.
Oh! And
one is a spell scroll. scroll. Spell scroll for revivify.
That is either. All right. Well, I definitely pick those up.
You touch a creature that has died within the last minute, and the creature returns to life with one hit point. Can't return to life a creature that has died of old age, nor can it restore any missing body parts.
So if it's ash, it wouldn't work.
Dang it!
It would not be pleasant. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no. What does that mean? What would it look like?
Well, he would come back to life and not restore any of his missing parts.
Ew, so he would be... Oh, that's terrible. I don't like that.
At least that's how I would rule it.
Oh my god, that's
awful. But he's already on fire, so.
You mean in ashes.
Well, Lank is setting and starting the fire.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I'm going to tuck the revivify into my man purse, my satchel, and keep the other one out. Is there any other items besides gems?
Yes, there is a set of pipes for playing, and a somewhat large, like smooth, polished river stone.
That's cool. What's that? Is it like a turtley stone? Is it a present for Bathwack? What is it?
It just looks like a smooth, sort of gray stone.
Can I also determine what that is?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. What are, Arcana? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yay! Finally a decent roll. I'm looking at Curtis's sheet. That's not the right one. Can I give this back to you? I guess not. 17.
All right. You think that this stone would bring whoever holds it or carries it on them good luck.
Oh, delicious. I love that.
When it is on your person, you gain a +1 bonus to ability checks and saving throws.
I need to keep that. Yes, finally something I can use. Okay, I will totally keep that. And then there's no way for me to like move this, right? Can I call Bernard over to where
it's
I am?
Full of 1,300 gold pieces.
So that's what I'm saying.
Bernard is not around.
Is he just dead?
When you fell unconscious, he disappears.
Oh, crap. So how long does it take for me to wish him
with
back?
With time, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Instantly, if you want to...
No. So I've been looting for a while.
Yeah, what is everybody else doing?
Yeah.
Are you all just helping with the pyre, or...
I'm helping with the pyre.
Oh, I had moved on to working on the headstone.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Well, once you saw that everybody was pitching in, you're like, well, my stone ability is... grand and underutilized in this campaign.
Is there any more evidence about what happened to this wagon? Like, is the purple smoke all there was to see?
I mean, right now it is smashed to bits. I mean, if you're really checking, you might get a whiff of like kind of brimstone-y kind of sulfurous smell. Very faint, like you'd have to really get down into the rubble. Snout first.
Brimstone. That's like Blinsky, right?
Yeah, that's what he totally said. Brimstone. I'm pretty sure he did. I know he said purple smoke, and I know he said whips. Lots of whips. I remember you saying that. Lots of whips.
Ah, Blinsky.
Because there was definitely a smell of brimstone in the before we threw the dogs out the windows. That's like
yes. Yeah, that's right.
That's the anchoring point for me. Else in that sequence in reference to the dogs, but
can you repeat that? You cut out.
Oh, sorry. Nothing. I'm just very confused about.
He said that's the anchoring point.
Yeah, start with that's the anchoring point.
Thing.
You keep cutting out.
Yeah, you keep cutting out.
All right, I don't know what to do.
Well, stop cutting out.
Yeah. Jesus. Fucking asshole.
You said something like, that's the anchoring point for me is that I'm smelling brimstone or something like that.
Just no, it's yourself. Yeah, it's okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. Try it again.
Nothing. I want to understand what just happened. Because it seems amazingly powerful to move anything from anywhere in the world to here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I need to be particularly intelligent to be amazed by that. Like, I'm pretty sure Bathwack gets it. So yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of trying to look for clues. Something doesn't seem right.
Uh-huh.
And so you tell me I smell brimstone.
Yeah.
And I was saying that I was talking about throwing the dogs out the window as being an anchoring point for me.
Yeah.
And right around that time, we smelled brimstone. Like, there was a smell of brimstone in the room
mm-hmm.
when that person was attacked. And I think, you know, we believe it's Blinsky who did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it was Blinsky, right?
We know it was Blinsky, but Blinsky was, like, under control
possession.
Of something.
Of by something.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, we got a notification. We never get notifications.
Hi listeners, Eric here. Just a quick note, we're about to discuss an image that Greg sent to us while we were recording this last session. So you don't feel out of the loop, go check it out. It's on Twitter and Facebook. Enjoy!
Oh,
what's it say? Yes! Oh my god, wait, what is that an actual statue of? Who is that?
Greg did that.
Of course. Davian, valiant were-raven, struck down in the fight against the villain Strahd. Aw, that's so nice! Everything
notice the human
so
being
nice.
In the lower left-hand corner for scale.
Oh my god, has a
that's
gun.
What Lang's been up to. What have you guys been doing?
He has a gun! Oh my god. That's amazing. Like, what is that stuff?
It's apparently it's one of the war memorials in Russia.
Wow. Oh, perfect.
In one hand, he has a rifle, and the other hand is like a dumbbell. What is
yeah. it? It does look like a dumbbell.
Be a grenade.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, an anti-tank grenade.
It's
not one of those pineapple grenades, but a different type of grenade.
Perfect for Davian.
Yeah, I remember all the grenades he always had. Let's always remember them.
And he also had clothes, right?
That's true. He didn't when he died.
Davian the Ravian. That's what Rafinha. Listen to me. That's what Rafinha's doing right now. She's composing a hymn to sing at his memorial service. But so far, as far as she's gotten is Davian the Ravian. That's all. A little irreverent, actually.
It's all right. I think he'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Nick is just industriously building up this pyre. Esmeralda's lending a hand, saying goodbye to her wagon as well as to Davian. Just the wagon.
They're the same.
She sets a separate pile over the bulk of the remains of the wagon. Wagon, the wagon.
Wagon, the wagon.
All right.
Bagging up the wagon pieces.
Have we started this fire yet?
It's burned down.
What else is in there? Can I go through any other cabinets or anything? Just says.
You had before. There wasn't really much of value.
I had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lies, but that's a cool. I'm cool there, with just knowing.
You did now, and there isn't much of value.
High five. That's what I like. I like hearing that. I don't want to have to.
Soiled robes.
Sweet. Like poop or just human sweat?
Roll an investigation.
Oh no!
You have to touch or taste it to find out.
I have the horrible smells of Will's imagination, so I have to.
You have to build up your catalog.
Right, exactly. It is.
I was joking. You don't actually have to roll.
It is. Well, I rolled 16.
Okay. You taste it and it tastes like poop.
I do not taste it. No.
That's how well you investigated.
Cool. Well, I mean, I'm going to lean out the door and be like, well, there's a crap ton of gold in here if anyone's interested.
That's highly out of character.
What? I'm not how am I going to drag an entire treasure chest full of gold and have nobody notice? So yes, Lank, come get some gold. You jerk.
He just wants you to get it out of the chest for her so that she can take it away.
Will just wants you to carry it, Lank.
Yeah.
Well, that's more in character.
I'm going to work on conjuring Steed back.
Nobody seems to care about your gold.
All right, well, then I'm going to go take a bunch of gold.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool.
Whatever I can carry. 18,000 pounds of gold.
Well, I have no encumbrance rules, so I guess you're carrying 1,300 gold pieces.
Here we go.
It doesn't slow him down or anything?
He's like, for now. All right, well, I'm going to write down the number so that when we actually decide to play the game,
we'll figure it out later. Oh,
all right, my computer's making noises at me. How do I make it not do that?
What are the gems? Like, do I need to write down information about these gems?
There are 5 of them, okay. Each worth 500 gold pieces.
Whoa! All right, well, that's what I take, obviously. Like, if literally no one comes in, I'll grab those for myself and stick them in, like, my chest coat pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously then I'm very wealthy. And okay. Then I'm like, you guys can have all of it. I don't even need any. yeah.
And you have the vial. Do you take the pipes?
Oh, see, yeah. Like, so I want to pick up the pipes and the scroll that isn't Revivify and bring them over to Rafina and be like, take these, right? This is kind of stuff that you like. And then give it to her.
Yeah, thanks!
All right, the scroll is a spell scroll of mass cure wounds.
Yes!
And being as proficient as you are with musical instruments, you do sense that these pipes are magical.
Oh, I'm getting a magical tingly sense about these pipes, she said. Mass cure is what you called?
Mass cure wounds. Basically, a spell scroll means you can use it once, and then the scroll... unless you're a wizard, in which case you can take time and attempt to copy it into your spell book, but none of you are wizards, so... Alright.
Okay, well, I mean, realistically, I obviously can't carry a giant thing of 1,300 gold pieces, but I'm gonna be like, so, really? Nobody's gonna take any of this gold? Because there's an awful lot of gold in here. And you'd think...
I'll take one!
One?
Yeah, I'll take some gold. If you're really insisting.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea for us to take some money with us in case we need it.
I mean, even if you just want to give it to some of these poverty-stricken people in Barovia, wouldn't that be nice?
We should probably, if we see Davian's family again, we should give them
good point.
Something.
Oh, dang it!
But that giant statue! That giant statue that Lank just made. We should probably bring that with us. bring it to his family.
Will it fit in the terrarium?
Yes! The answer's always yes. Lank shouts that down from up on high.
So how many gold pieces can we realistically take?
Yeah.
Let's all think about it. I have no idea. That's why I hate thinking about it. But
I know,
it, like,
it's stupid. How
in this
heavy
case,
is gold?
Like,
I don't
heavy.
Know.
Gold is heavy.
I understand that gold is heavy. But
that's
what's
how
a gold
heavy.
Piece?
It's heavy.
Thanks. How big is a gold piece?
I don't know, like...
Yeah, right. So, like, look it up.
Well, okay.
We have no idea, because this
Let's
is a fictional
see.
World.
5e carrying capacity. So,
oh,
according to this...
We're going to ignore encumbrance rules for everything else. But
I'm just trying to get a baseline, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So.
I have a quiz. Who knows how many gold pieces I have already?
I have no idea.
Do you?
This isn't a quiz. You truly don't know, do you?
I'm looking.
So your carrying capacity is your strength score multiplied by 15.
Well, what if it's negative?
I know!
Your strength
score. Negative.
No, not your modifier, your score.
Oh, your score.
That is the weight in pounds that you can carry.
Okay.
4 times 30. Wow, I'm a powerhouse.
I can carry 120? That's more than my weight. That's 3 times my weight. I'm an ant!
Oh, who are your nieces or nephews? Rafina pulls out a wallet.
I'm glad somebody finally asked.
Okay, guys, I can take all of the gold.
50 coins weigh a pound.
Oh my gosh, it's all mine! Mine! Mine!
Weigh a pound, will it reach take 100 then?
Maybe we should split it.
It's right. Mine.
Okay, so it's 1,300 pieces. Math.
How many of us are there now?
1,300 divided by 50. 130 divided by 5. 25 pounds of gold. Oh.
What about Esmeralda?
That's not that bad.
Esmeralda.
What about her?
She should get some too, right?
She weighed in and said that it's probably a good idea for us to bring some money along.
So Nick and Esmeralda, the two assholes that don't even need any money.
What are you talking about? Nick is so poor.
Oh, he is really poor. I remember that. That was like.
And Esmeralda is a Vistani, so...
Yeah.
Racist! Yeah.
She's not used to having money. Hey!
All right, cool.
That's six people?
Yes, it's six people.
216 gold pieces.
Yes!
Whoa.
Per person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we can give up adventuring. We're all rich now.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Why don't we just buy Strahd off?
There are four gold pieces left.
Should we leave them...
Pour them out for your homes?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.